Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And it comes to Durant. He's going to try to win it. Good at the buzzer! Kevin Durant!
Garnett comes out on LeBron. Now they switch and here's Pierce again. A Smith screen. Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life!
The NBA Finals begin tonight, and the odds are in the Thunder's favor, so you'll have lots of Oklahoma City fans watching every dunk, every three-pointer, and of course, our listeners in South Florida have always been basketball nuts. But a large portion of the viewing audience will not be rooting for either the Valiant Thunder or the underdog Heat. They don't care about odds or statistics or anything that smacks of logic. They want the Heat to lose, and lose big. The athletic prowess of the Thunder, for them, means a chance to watch the Heat go down on the championship stage. Every missed pass, every blocked shot, every missed free throw from LeBron James or maybe Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, everyone will be savored and then possibly replayed on the DVR. So that begs the question, is the Miami Heat now the most hated team in sports, and will that actually help drive ratings for the NBA Finals? Mitch Lawrence joins us now. Mitch is the NBA columnist for the New York Daily News and is in Oklahoma City today, where it must be crazy.
Not quite yet, but yes, it's going to be all these next few days.
All right, so Mitch, let's talk about LeBron and why he has garnered so much rancor in sports. I mean, there have been many players who switched teams and disappointed, you know, not just Cleveland, but whatever city they left. Why LeBron?
The manner in which he did it when he left, he had that show, The Decision, which was over the top, and a lot of people were turned off by that. And, you know, LeBron is also a guy who last year at the finals, Celeste, basically had a 2-1 series lead for Miami and then didn't do anything in the last three games in the stretch of those games and didn't even attempt to try to win the games late for some mysterious reason. So the manner in which he played, the manner in which he left Cleveland has really, brought all the criticism, and justifiably.
Well, I wonder how much of this, Mitch, it has to do with the fear that many NBA fans have that other players will do what LeBron did, that we'll end up with a top-heavy league with star players consolidating onto a few elite teams. I mean, there's rumors going around that Chris Paul and Carmelo Anthony would join Stoudemire in New York, that this could happen in other places.
Well, there is a lot of people. That turns a lot of people off. You're absolutely right. You know, before LeBron decided to go to South Florida, stars had joined other stars in the past, but they hadn't really done it at that age where they're in their 20s. A lot of guys had waited till they were in their 30s at the end of their career if they didn't have a ring. And so that turned a lot of hardcore NBA fans off because it wasn't the way it was usually done. But that's the way he decided to do it. So it turned a lot of people off in that way. You're right, a lot of people have changed teams. Now, the new collective bargaining agreement that came about after the lockout is going to try to prevent the movement of those type of players. We'll see if they're able to do that. The new rules regarding how much money players can earn. We'll see if that happens. But for right now, LeBron is the test case in all that.
You know, Mitch Lawrence of the New York Daily News, I want you to take a listen to this comment. This comes from the mother of one of our staffers, and she's repeating back something she heard from a pastor. Take a listen.
I was at actually an interfaith forum. There was a pastor from a large African-American church in town who was speaking, and he actually made a mistake in something he was saying. And then he said, "Oh, my God, I'm so sorry, but I was up half the night rooting for the Celtics against LeBron, and I just don't have a clear head today."
Because she's from Cleveland.
She's speaking from Cleveland, which is where we assume she went to the Interfaith Forum, Mitch. But, I mean, to a certain extent, some of this hatred against both LeBron and the Heat has something to do with getting their talk out in front of their walk, right?
Absolutely. They were guys who, when they came together, LeBron basically talked about not just winning one title, but winning multiple championships. And, you know, that's, you know, for a guy who has been to, he's now at his third finals, but he really hasn't. He hasn't brought his team home to victory, and he hasn't carried that trophy off the court. That was an unbelievable thing to say, to go down there and basically say, I'm here not to win one, I'm going to win multiple. And, you know, that's exactly putting the cart before the horse.
All right, we're speaking with Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist for the New York Daily News. He's in Oklahoma City right now. But let's talk about how the Miami Heat compares against other teams that have been, at one time or another, the most hated team in sports. I mean, the Yankees, the Detroit Red Wings for a very long time, the Dallas Cowboys, Manchester United for a lot of people around the world. Is the Miami Heat even close to kind of getting up into those ranks?
Oh, I think so. I think in terms of... Yes, what LeBron did and how they were brought together. They didn't break any rules, keep in mind. And a lot of people thought it made sense for the Heat and made sense for actually LeBron to go and join forces with another great player. But a lot of people didn't like the manner in which it was done, in which he handled it, and felt it was, you know, premature on his part. And a lot of people felt he should have stayed in Cleveland, which was a team that bent over backwards to make sure that he, you know, was succeeding. They had asked him about, you know, consulted him on all the personnel moves, and then he basically left them in the lurch. This is his home area team. A lot of people felt bad about that and felt that that was the wrong thing to do. So I think, yes, the Miami Heat is the most hated team in sports right now by a long shot.
So does that draw people in to watch the NBA? Yes. Where we see record numbers of people?
I think the league loves it. I think the league, you know, to have, first of all, you need star players in the finals, which you have now in this series with LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, and then for Oklahoma City, the young stars and Kevin Durant, who is kind of the opposite of LeBron right now because he decided to stay in a small market. He signed long-term. He hasn't gone to chase. He didn't decide to go out when he was free a couple of years ago. I'll go out and play with Kobe Bryant in Los Angeles. So all those things add in and bring out, I think, bring out not just the hardcore NBA fans who want to see LeBron and James lose, but the casual fans who want to see what's this guy all about. You know, people have talked about him in the same breath as Michael Jordan, but he's been in the league 9 years. He doesn't have any rings, so he needs to start winning rings. That's the big thing for him.
So here's the thing, though, Mitch. What if the Miami Heat wins?
Well, you know what? Then people are going to say, okay, well, let's see if he can put it, you know, let's see if he's going to win the multiple championships like he talked about. This is only one ring. There actually might even be some backlash against LeBron that, well, okay, he won it in a lockout shortened year. Remember, the NBA this season coming off the lockout where the owners locked the players out to get a new contract, they only played a 66-game schedule. And so, you know, some people might be tempted to say it's an asterisk type of season because he didn't have to play the entire 82-game schedule. But there'll be all kinds of criticism about LeBron, even if he wins, because he just kind of draws that at this point.
The guy can't win for losing at this point. Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist for the New York Daily News. He's in Oklahoma City today for the beginning of the NBA Finals. Mitch, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks.
And if you have your own LeBron James, i.e. a player that you root against, a team that you love to hate, we want to hear about it. 877-8-MY-TAKE.